in the Western Cape, a lot of schools have come to a standstill. Services at hospitals have been compromised. The leadership of the Western Cape, Helen Ziller, this is an opposition province, where the opposition Democratic Alliance won the elections for provincial government. So the Premier, Helen Ziller, has been saying that the Western Cape is unaffected. That is not correct. The Western Cape has been affected. A lot of children are unable to attend school because teachers are on strike. Nationally, it seems like Gauteng and other provinces are very hard hit. The latest progress in the strike is that it seems that there's been a rejection of the latest offer, and they've called for a meeting with the president. There was even debate around whether or not they wanted to meet the president or the deputy president, because some of the unionists were at pains to express that they no longer see the president, Jacob Zuma, as their darling as they did in 2007.
You mentioned the relationship between Jacob Zuma and the unions. These were meant to be bedfellows. They're meant to be supporting each other. Is that relationship strained now?
The relationship is under a lot of pressure. The Secretary General, Gwede Mathashe, of the ANC, has expressed that he doesn't see the Tripartite Alliance, which is the alliance of South African Communist Party, COSATU, and the ANC. The Secretary General, Gwede Mathashe, was at pains to say that he does not see the Tripartite Alliance as being under pressure. However, the rumblings from the union have expressed that they don't see the union lasting without the respect of the workers. There's a lot of frustration. The internal battles of the ANC are also coming into the issue of the strike, with unionists supporting the deputy president, the same deputy president that some of the ANC Youth League had expressed they want to lobby behind for 2012 conference, where new leadership can be elected. So, I mean, it's a very political issue. In any country where a trade union is part of the leadership, when a strike happens and the government refuses to meet the demands of the workers, inevitably it's a political issue.
Do you see the government meeting the demands of the trade unions?
It seems to us that the trade unions are really digging their heels in. Of course, a lot of confusion and chaos regarding the fact that a lot of workers are working in the health sector, which is really needed, and the education sector, which is also really needed. But unionists also had pain to say that they feel that also they are affected, their children and their families are affected by the strike. So they don't seem like they don't seem to think it's fair that they are blamed for the lack of services provided. They want increased wages. They're adamant they want those increased wages, that 8.5% that they've been demanding. And I don't think that, the strike will end without a higher offer from government. Whether or not the union would be willing to lower their demands is not certain, but definitely the government will have to increase the offer, which has already been increased twice. In the interim, of course, immigrants are affected. A lot of immigrants who are not unionized are afraid to attend work because they might be seen as scab labor. So quite a few foreign nationals are also on strike in solidarity, but also some of them nervous that they may be targeted if they attend work. And some of them actually are members of the union. So I think that most migrant workers are on strike as well. And where they're not on strike, I'm sure in those isolated areas, tensions may be emerging between those foreigners working who may be seen as undermining the strike. There was also a debate about the soldiers being called in to help at the hospitals, where the soldiers expressed their concerns that they don't want to be undermining the workers' struggle and they don't want to be seen as scab labor either.
Talking of hospitals, there are reports that some hospitals are sending patients back home because of this strike. Is that correct? And if so, how serious an impact is it?
It's a very, very serious impact that's happened in the health sector. I mean, about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, the Minister of Health symbolically put on his doctor's gloves and went and worked for an 18-hour shift in the hospital in Gauteng, in a hospital, as an ordinary doctor assisting. They did demand for volunteers. The strike being under a lot of pressure because of media and public being concerned about the sector. However, the workers being absolutely adamant and clear that whether or not they are doctors or nurses or teachers, they also are people and they want fairer wages and increased wages. A lot of frustration as well over the excessive lifestyles of some politicians and the belief that these politicians, rather than sending money to workers who are demanding fairer wages, are consuming the bulk of the country's resources for their own lifestyles.